भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 28 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्ण रेस्क्यूज नंद महाराज टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। नंदस तो अतीन्द्रियं दृष्ट्वा लोकपाल महोदयं कृष्णे च सन्नतिं तेषां ज्ञातिभ्यो विस्मितो अब्रवीत् नन्दस्त्वतीन्द्रियं दृष्ट्वा लोकपालमहोदयं कृष्णे च सन्नितं सन्नतिं तेषां ज्ञातिभ्यो विस्मितोऽब्रवीत् नन्दस्त्वतीन्द्रियं दृष्ट्वा लोकपालमहोदयं कृष्णे च सन्नतिं तेषां ज्ञातिभ्यो विस्मितोऽब्रवीत् नन्दस्त्वतीन्द्रियं दृष्ट्वा लोकपालमहोदयं कृष्णे च सन्नतिं तेषां ज्ञातिभ्यो विस्मितोऽब्रवीत् लोकपालमहोदय कृष्णे च सन्नतिं तेषां ज्ञातिभ्यो विस्मितोऽब्रवीत् नन्दस्त्वतीन्द्रियं दृष्ट्वा लोकपालमहोदयं कृष्णे च सन्नतिं तेषां ज्ञातिभ्यो विस्मितोऽब्रवीत्।
एनीवन एल्स? माताजीस? नन्दः नन्द महाराज तो एंड अतीन्द्रियं नॉट सीन बिफोर दृष्ट्वा सीइंग लोकपाल ऑफ द कंट्रोलिंग डेटी ऑफ द ओशन प्लैनेट वरुण महाउदयम् the great opulence. Krishne unto Krishna. Cha and Sannatim, the offering of obeisances. Tesham, by them, Varuna and his followers. Gyatibhya, to his friends and relatives. Vismitaha, amazed. Abravit, spoke. Translation: Nanda Maharaj had been astonished to see for the first time the great opulence of Varuna, the ruler of the ocean planet, and also to see how Varuna and his servants had offered such humble respect to Krishna. Nanda described all this to his fellow cowherd men. Text 11. Te chautsukya dhiyo rajan matva gopastamishwaram api naswagatim sukshmam upadhyasya adhishwaraha. Translation: Hearing about Krishna's pastimes with Varuna, the cowherd men considered that Krishna must be the Supreme Lord, and their minds, O King, were filled with eagerness. They thought, will the Supreme Lord bestow upon us his transcendental abode? Purport by the disciples of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The cowherd men were filled with excitement upon hearing how Krishna had gone to the abode of Varuna to rescue his father. Suddenly, realizing that they were in fact dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they joyfully conjectured among themselves about their auspicious destination after finishing their present life. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So it is a wonderful surprise to have all of the young boys visiting our temple at Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. We extend all our good wishes to all of you. And we pray that you have a wonderful time this weekend and whatever pursuits have brought you here. In the middle of the month of December, to expect so many people, especially our young boys in a Bhagavatam class, is indeed very surprising. So I will try and tailor make this class to suit your interests. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the chapter is describing at how Nanda Baba, who is the father of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared in this material creation to fulfill so many of his purposes. Nanda Baba has been captured by Varuna Dev. This particular episode has been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It has been described in Gopal Champu. It has been described in Anand Vrindavan Champu. In the Krishna book by Srila Prabhupada also. Indra, the king of heaven, has just had a life-changing experience. The little finger of a seemingly innocent cowherd boy, hardly 6 or 7 years of age, has defeated the might, the prowess of the king of the three planetary systems, and also reduced his huge mountainous ego to powder. So Indra comes, taking shelter of the instructions of his spiritual master Brihaspati and following as a menial follower of Surabhi, the heavenly cow. He comes and seeks forgiveness from Krishna. Krishna forgives him. So taking references from all these three or four sources, this particular episode happened on a new moon day, Amavasya. Then Indra sent those Samvartaka clouds for almost 7 days. So, Pratipat to almost Ashtami. Then Navami, Indra comes and seeks forgiveness. Krishna forgives him. Seemingly 9 or 10 days pass like that. And there is Ekadashi. Nanda Baba performs Ekadashi fast. Dwadashi, like today's Dwadashi. So we have quite a large window for breaking our fast, 7:03 to almost 9 o'clock. Nanda Baba had a few minutes to break his Ekadashi fast on the Dwadashi day. One of those technical issues that somehow appear in daily lives. So Nanda Baba, in that small window frame, he goes to take his Dwadashi bath. Now, according to some of the regulations that govern the day-to-day activities of human beings, one is not supposed to take bath when it is still dark. There are certain moments when it is night that one should not enter the reservoirs, holy reservoirs, or any reservoir of water. It is inauspicious. From the practical point of view also, it is dangerous. But since the Dwadashi time was very small and it was before daybreak, so Nanda Baba entered the waters of the Yamuna. One of the servants of Varuna, recently Radhanath Swami Maharaj had taken around 3,000 to 4,000 devotees to Vrindavan on a Vrindavan yatra and parikrama, and he was also narrating this pastime in one of his lectures, and he says, one of the sectarian, a person who is attached to rules and regulations, such a servant of Varuna, So sectarian basically means someone who has a very narrow frame of consciousness. So what determines a narrow frame of consciousness? Certain regulations, certain points that we consider so very important in our lives. Now all rules and regulations are meant to fulfill a particular principle. Rules and regulations themselves are not the end. They are supposed to achieve a particular principle. In Krishna consciousness, all rules and regulations are meant to achieve the principle of Krishna Prem, love of God, a love of Godhead. But those whose consciousness is very narrow, they consider that rules and regulations are the be-all and end-all. And forget the principle. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu sometimes say, the surgery is successful, but the patient is dead. Yes? You win the battle, lose the war. So you are perfect in following rules and regulations, but then the principle is lost. So such a servant took Nanda Baba to the abode of Varunadev. Varunadev was so much in anxiety. Because once the deed is done, there is no way that Varunadev can go back to his hard drive and delete it. You know, I don't like this particular file in my drive, so before anyone else finds it out, let me just delete it. Krishna's father has disappeared. But Varuna sees an opportunity there. Varunadev sees an opportunity. So, every moment in life makes us face a situation where we can either become depressed, fearful, or we see it as a wonderful opportunity to surrender. So Varunadev saw this as an opportunity that Krishna would definitely come looking for Nanda Baba. Now Krishna would not post on his Facebook, Baba has disappeared, has anyone seen him? He would not put up posters on railway stations, Aapan yana pahilat ka, aapne inhe dekha hai kya? Anyone who finds him will be rewarded 10,000 something dollars. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he immediately understood. Now this is very important. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore he immediately understands. Even in our own lives, he understands things. And fortunately or unfortunately for you, he immediately understands. So we have to be very careful with our desires. Once in the many, many years ago, as a student, I was visiting Vrindavan. So one of the devotees, he told me, Prabhu, you are in the land of Vrindavan. These are all Kalpavrikshati trees, wish-fulfilling trees. Be careful of what you desire. So the entire yatra, I was just so fearful. What am I desiring? What am I desiring? So Krishna understood. So he goes to the abode of Varunadev. Varunadev says, my dear Lord, please forgive me. Today my life is successful, I am seeing your lotus feet, you are beyond all matter, you are the cause of all causes, you know, so on and so forth, all the prayers that you know, samsara, dhavana, everything. But Varuna did it, Varunadev did it with consciousness. Because he was aware of the mistake that had been performed or done by his servant. And by the end of the prayer, Varuna was not realizing, oh, Mangalarti is over. I chanted the entire Guru Ashtaka prayers. Is it over? Where was my consciousness? So Varuna in full consciousness, and Krishna accepted it, and Varuna said, please take something from my abode. Krishna says, this is my abode, not yours. This is already my abode, everything is mine, so let things be where they are. I don't want to take anything from here. I just want to leave along with my father because everyone there on the banks of the Jamuna is very, very anxious. So Krishna leaves with his father. Now Nanda Baba has seen everything. Live 3D. Nanda Baba is not, you know, seeing some video game. He is not watching little Krishna. Nanda Baba is, this is a live match, live telecast. Nanda Baba, what? I mean, Nanda Baba was surprised because as soon as he comes to the abode of Varuna, Varuna Dev puts him on a nice throne. Baba is thinking, you brought me all the way from, I was taking bath on Odyssey Day to put me on a throne. He gives him nice things to eat, makes him comfortable, just waiting when Krishna is coming. And when Krishna comes, he starts worshipping him. And this is really surprising from Nanda Baba because Varuna Dev, when he worships, he really worships. Yes, Varuna Dev is not one of the, you know, members of the Gauranga Sabha coming on a Nishtha Yatra. He is one of the Lokapalas, one of the four important personalities in the universe. Indra, Agni, Yama and Varuna. He has an entire direction to himself. Lokpal. Even a Dikpal. So he doesn't have just a dhoti and a kurta with two pockets with which to worship Krishna. He has all of his opulences and he uses all of that to worship Krishna. And Nanda Baba is really, he's worshipping Krishna. So he comes back and tells all the coward boys what he saw. Baba was, as I said, he is not from the Gauranga Sabha, right? So he did not have his notebook, pen to take down notes. So before he, you know, misses out on any fact, he immediately narrates all that has happened to the cowherd men. Now imagine the surprise of the cowherd men that they see Baba disappear, then they see Krishna disappear, then both appear, and then this story. Talk of surprises in life. Oh, really? He worshipped him? No. Yes. So this was going on. And now then, you know, they have certain desires in their mind, and Krishna, understanding that, is going to reciprocate with them in the future verses. So for the first time, based on Nanda Baba's own experience, direct experience, the cowherd men are considering Krishna to be the Supreme Lord. Till now, there was some understanding. Oh, maybe he is Narayan. You know, Garga Muni said he is Narayan. Radhanath Swami Maharaj, in the same lecture, he was stating that the cowherd boys realized Garga Muni told us that he is as good as Narayan, but he did not tell us everything. That he is actually the Supreme Person. He is the source of Narayan. So they understood him to be the Supreme Lord. Now coming to where we are, let us try to analyze this from our situation. Now many of us, we have our consciousness seeped in so many different flavors of desires. Each one of us has this individual flavor of our desired, which is, you know, flavoring our consciousness. Now let us take some of the broad categories of personalities based on the desire that they have and see how they would approach this situation. Now those who are inquisitive, the jnanis, if they read the pastime, what will be their understanding? They will think, these cowherd men, they have never been to school, they have never attended, you know, our weekly programs. They haven't gone through the Bhagavad Gita, essence of the Gita course. They haven't taken exams. Therefore, they are all ignorant. All they know is to herd cows, collect cow dung, work in the fields, that's it. And because of their ignorance, they do not understand that the goal of life is not to suffer miserably in this world, but to achieve liberation. And real liberation is to merge in the Supreme Brahman, which is free from all the dualities of this world. So when they hear that the cowherd men are requesting Krishna, they will be requesting Krishna, "Oh Krishna, please, what is going to be our destination? Will we achieve the transcendental abode?" They will start thinking, these people are so ignorant, they want another abode, they want another place. The goal of life is to be free from all such desires. That is a jnani. And the reason the jnani thinks is they do not understand, they cannot properly use these opportunities because they are all ignorant, they have never undergone education. Now the Mayavadi, who is a special type of jnani, in one lecture Prabhupada says they have done their doctorate. They are the PhDs of illusion. The Mayavadis, they think they are so ignorant that they do not realize that this Krishna, they are all the same, they are all one, they are all Krishna, they are all God. And therefore they cannot use this wonderful opportunity to achieve the highest perfection. Now the mystic yogi is going to think, here is Krishna, the master of all mystics. Are you ask from him, Avanima, Garima, Mahima. What about visiting Swargaloka, going to other planets? What about jumping to the Ganges here and appearing somewhere else? So the mystic yogi is going to see this opportunity as a way to fulfill his desired mystical goals. Now demon in such a situation would think, let me not die here, let me not die there, not outside, not inside, not above, no. Let me enjoy. And a karmi is going to think, Krishna, we have these cows, cows give milk, can we set up a big factory, multiple chains, and can we also open up a chain in Swargaloka? And the cowherd men are, Krishna, will we achieve the transcendental abode? That the cowherd men did not think of any of these which trouble our consciousness simply goes to show what is their caliber. Imagine if we were in this situation with Krishna. No? So all of you are educated people. What are you going to do? Krishna, can you explain to me how pi is equal to 3 point something? I mean, I could never understand that. 22 by 7. How? Krishna, can you explain to me what is the theory of relativity? Krishna, can you explain to me, is life there really on other planets, Krishna? We have so many things going on in our consciousness depending upon the desires that we have. There are so many things that we need to do before we can see the transcendental abode. But the cowherd men, they don't ask for any of such goals considered to be really important in life. The cowherd men are not wanting to understand a transcendental abode for the opulence that is there. Krishna, in Vaikuntha there is no anxiety, huh? Can you show us that place, no anxiety? I mean, I would like to sample before I really go for that place. It's not that. The cowherd men are simply happy being who they are. The idea that Krishna is amongst them as a cowherd boy and he is a supreme lord makes them think that maybe because he is with us, maybe we can know what is us, what is going to happen to us by salvation? The coward men do not change their disposition. You know, they do not give up their dhoti kurta and put on jeans and t-shirt. Just wait, you know, I'm approaching the Supreme Lord. They do not go and find some silk cloth. They do not go and find some, you know, various things for worshipping Krishna. They are satisfied being who they are. And it is just a matter of curiosity that arises. If he is a Supreme Lord, then maybe he knows. You know, just like sometimes when I get introduced to friends from long before, or you know, people like that, they say, oh, you are from ISKCON? Abhi aapka life membership fees kitna hai? What is your life membership fees? Or you are from ISKCON? Can I come and stay in your temple free of cost? So they consider, their understanding of ISKCON is particular in this way, and this is what, when they see someone from ISKCON, they say, oh, can I have this facility? So the cowherd men, they see, they understand Krishna is Supreme Lord. Oh, so are we going to achieve the transcendental abode? Just that. There's no particular hetu or cause or desire behind their inquiry. The cowherd men are not wanting some intellectual satisfaction. Achya, Krishna, this is the most senior of all Prabhus here. Let us get all our answers clarified. Now, I have 20 questions and 5 are still in the pipeline. Prabhu, you are the senior most here. Can you give me the answers to all these questions? Innumerable questions are asked, the answers are received, and they just remain in our notebooks on paper. Whereas inquiry or jigyasa means when it gets, the answers get etched into our consciousness. So when we make inquiries where we want answers to touch our consciousness, then that leads us towards the goal of life. And when it's simply an intellectual pursuit, then it simply piles on as pages. Ultimately, by the influence of time, it is all going to be destroyed. When Arjuna saw the beautiful universal form, you know, Krishna revealed the universal form to Arjuna. By the way, before you know everyone falls off to sleep, where do you think this reference is from? Krishna showing the universal form to Arjuna. Anyone in the audience? Sorry? Are you sure? How many are sure that it's from the Bhagavad Gita? How many are still wanting to take their time before they give their opinion? It is in the Bhagavad Gita. Once Romapad Swami Maharaj was invited to a college in Jaipur, and he was giving a lecture to an audience of Indian students. He decided to open up his lecture by putting forward a question. He said, how many of you believe that by doing things the proper way, moral way, so that everyone gets benefit, nobody is harmed, and by accumulating such good credits, enjoy life, and ultimately go to heaven and be happy eternally? Everyone raised their hands. Now you see someone in saffron, obviously the general idea is this is the goal of life. Many of them may not have really agreed with him in another circumstance because they had other pursuits. But here in front of him, everyone said yes. Then Ramapad Swami Maharaj says, anyone here does not agree with this? One girl put up her hand in the audience. Maharaj was saying, says, why don't you agree? Says, because the goal of life is to understand that your spirit soul part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Human form of life is meant to surrender to Krishna through the process of devotional service by hearing and chanting the holy names of Krishna and going back home, back to Godhead. Everyone was shocked. Ramapad Maharaj says, did you ever read Prabhupada's books? She said, yes, I read Prabhupada's books. Now this is the month of December. It's so very important we distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, then we understand what is the goal of life. Now it is up to us whether we actually make it the goal of our life or not. Everyone knows where there is ice cream. Whether we go and eat it is up to us, right? Ice cream kidhar? Udhar. Udhar. But if you really want to eat it, you go there and eat it. So if going back home, back to Godhead through the process of hearing and chanting, which is rendering devotional service unto Krishna because He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are in pardon parcels, if that is the goal of life, then we have to pursue our goal of life. Otherwise it will become a big goal. Just zero. The zero of our life. Our practice or religion per se should never be used simply just as an instrument for achieving our material desires. That is less intelligent. So when Krishna showed the universal form to Arjuna, Arjuna said, channel badlo na. Please, can you change the channel? I don't like this. I'm becoming fearful. And Krishna immediately changes the channel. Yes? Shows his beautiful four-armed form and then he shows his two-armed form. And then Krishna says, hey Arjuna, this form that you are seeing is so very rare. Sudurdarsham idam rupam. Drishtavan asi yan maya. Yat this maya, mine. Drishtavan being seen asi by you. Sudurdarsham. In fact, even the demigods are anxious to see this form. Deva apyakankshati. And how kankshati, how desirous is nityam. Nityam darshanam kankshitaha. No wonder Varuna Dev is, he takes that opportunity. Oh, Krishna is going to come and I'm going to see his beautiful form. In the Anand Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapur makes a wonderful point. He says, although Nanda Baba had been taken away by the servant of Varuna, Krishna somehow or the other was favorably disposed to Varuna. Krishna had, Varuna was in his good books, and Kavi Karnapur says somehow or the other, because he had captured, his servant has captured Nanda Baba, Krishna was favorably disposed to him. And therefore when Kavi Karnapur gives his prayers, he says in his prayers, he says, my dear Lord, I am so sorry for this huge, this really huge mistake that my servant has done. But I think that it is your plan that you wanted to give your mercy to me by giving your darshan. I mean, how is that Krishna's plan? But Varuna Dev, he mentions that. Why would Krishna, push his father into the Yamuna and then he is taken away and captured? But Krishna achieves so many purposes through his pastimes.
None of the other processes will allow us to have this disposition towards Krishna's form as a cowherd men are having towards Krishna. The disposition that they are satisfied being who they are, they do not want to change their situation. At the same time, they understand Krishna is the Supreme Lord and they are having this inquiry, will we achieve the Supreme, the Transcendental Abode? It's the cowherd men are discussing among themselves. Krishna is the Supreme Lord and He spent time with us. You know, He's growing up with us. We are His village men. To banta hai na apna. I mean, we will definitely go to the Transcendental Abode. Will we? Won't we? They are discussing among themselves, conjecturing like that. Krishna understands and then He reciprocates by showing them the spiritual abode. The cowherd men, as soon as they understand Krishna is the Supreme Lord, please don't take their inquiry about, you know, what is our destination going to be, as their attempt at being Krishna conscious, trying to become Krishna conscious. You know, suddenly they realize, oh my God, we have wasted a human form of life, let us become Krishna conscious right now. And how do they do that? What is the goal of life? Can we go back home, back to Godhead? These inquiries that we make, we should not consider the cowherd men also to be in a similar frame of mind. The idea is that although they make that inquiry, their heart or, you know, their life is not into it. Like we may come in front of the deity and we pray, please my dear Lord, forgive all of my offenses and please let me become nice, humble servant to this. And we are so much in our own mood that we forget that even Krishna is there, revealing His beauty, His form. Because we are too much into ourselves. The cowherd men are all in the same situation. You know, hands folded, praying, wondering, trying to find out how, where, when they can get, you know, more benefit by this opportunity with Krishna. Just some inquiry has come into their minds. They are just discussing about it. Maybe, maybe not. Whatever, will we, won't we? Like that. But they are captured by Krishna's beauty. Krishna's form. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says, the essence of Krishna is His beauty. This is His primary quality. His form, His beauty. Therefore, the word Krishna is appropriate. Sarvakarshiti, the most attractive. Now, when this translates in our world, the most attractive, we are attracted by Krishna's power. We are attracted by Krishna's intelligence. Because that is how, you know, our modem translates it for us. Although the supply is, let's say, 16 Mbps, because we have a modem or we have taken up a connection that only gives 512 kbps, that is what we receive. That speed. So, Krishna reveals Himself as who is the all-attractive. When it comes translating through the modem of our desires, we see Krishna as, kya bolte Bhagwan, wah. You know, we translate it, is Varuna Loka really there? Next time we enter the Yamuna, we'll tell others, pata hai kya niche Varuna Loka hai. None of the cowherd men are discussing, how do we go to Varuna Loka from here? None of them are discussing like that. Because they are captured completely by the beautiful form of Krishna. So wherever our interest is, that is where our heart is, that is what we give respect unto. You know, if our interest is in detachment, then we are attracted to the most austere people and we respect them. This person is the most pure. Because that is where our interest is. If our interest is in, you know, prasad is the way back home, back to Godhead, then whoever is the best cook gets the most respect. Or whoever supplies us sufficient Mahaprasad gets the most respect. So wherever our interest is, that is where our heart is, that is where our respect goes. The cowherd's boy's interest is simply the beauty of Krishna, and that is where they offer their respect unto. Not to Krishna's power as a Supreme Lord, not to Krishna's ability as to what he can perform as a Supreme Lord, but simply Krishna's beautiful form. Now this is so very difficult to understand. Why? Because Krishna, as all attractive, is good. I mean, I like that statement. But Krishna as all powerful is what I want. The controller of my life, the control of the universe, the control of... If I surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will remove everything for me. There, controller, power. All my obstacles, this, that. You know, free mein naukar kisko nahi chahiye? So Krishna is the best servant for all of us. He can do so many things for us, isn't it? And it is all in the name of wanting to render devotional service. So for us, power means control. If someone is powerful, then they are in control. You know, kitne counsel hi aapke, arey, you are very powerful devotee. You must be really very powerful devotee. You have more counselees. So this is how it translates for us. Power means control. However, the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Acharyas, they reveal that love is much more higher than power. And believe it or not, when there is love, L-O-V-E in the true sense, automatically control is there, but no one notices it. A child in love with its mother, mother says, beta, and the child comes, hama. And the idea of control is no one is there, but the child is controlled by the mother's love. The child cries, ma, and the mother leaves everything and runs to the child. The power of love. Power of love, again the word power. We can't say the love of love, right? The love of power. That would be a different meaning in itself. So the Brajavasis, they have love for Krishna. Krishna is automatically controlled, but they don't realize they are controlling Krishna. Krishna does not realize that he is being controlled by them. When we are too much into the idea of power and appreciate just power as the controlling aspect, you know, power means strength, power means fame, so on and so on, so forth, then there are two kinds of disposition. One is a fearful disposition. Oh, if I do not do properly, then I'll be wrong and punished. So wherever there is power, there is some fear, you know, in its area of influence. Or wherever there is power, because someone is powerful and we can visualize that power, and unless until we visualize that power, we do not offer respect. So the area of influence of this quality of power is only appreciated or respected when it is shown. And if it is not being seen, it is not appreciated. That is not with love. Love need not be shown to have its area of influence. For power that is there. So today if someone is not there, that person is not there, the power of that person is no longer respected. And if it is power that is attracted, the most attractive to us in our lives, then we will always be fearful. If I don't do according to what power demands, then I am going to be in the wrong and be punished. So the Brajavasis are always fearless, and the Brajavasis do not need exhibition of love to understand that there is love.
Because love, control or power is subordinate, it is already included into it and much more. So that is Krishna Prema that we talk of.
When the Brajvasis understood Krishna as the Supreme Lord, they did not,
"Hamara bhi photo lo, mera hamara bachcha hai." Prabhu, you know, sometimes they say, "Today he's become sannyasi," but do you know who brought him to Krishna consciousness? Aapka namra sevak. This humble servant. So the Brajvasis did not go, "He is a Supreme Lord, but do you know ki kiska makhan khaya?" You know, he may be the Supreme Lord, but do you know who fed him butter? We. Do you know for whose milk he cries? My Ashoda does not go, "My milk." Krishna's being the Supreme Lord, that majesty or his majestic quality does not transfer unto the Brajavasis. Because they don't feel that they need anything else except Krishna's beautiful form. So there's no need for anything more. Ah, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. This village is of the Supreme. They do not put up a board somewhere, "Jivanta Devata." They did not need to do that. Why? Because they are naturally humble. Where there is love, real love, love means humility. Love does not mean aspiration for something greater. For a moment, Nanda Maharaj, you know, he noticed Krishna's opulence. How did he notice it? Varuna, the king. Can you imagine, one of you goes into a room and Radhesham Prabhu welcomes you, puts you on a throne. How will you feel? Can you imagine that? So Nanda Baba comes from a village and he's now taken through all these dark waters and suddenly he's in this palace, he's tied up, and Varuna comes, begs forgiveness and makes him sit on a throne. "Kya baat hai, mujhe aisa kya hua?" What happened? Why? How? And then after some time Krishna comes and Varuna actually goes to his door, to the gate of his palace, and is waiting, you know, practically like without even with his footwear, worshipping, welcoming Krishna. And after worship, he glorifies Krishna and Krishna says, "Yes." He says, "What?" Kavi Karnapur says, Nanda Baba thought, Nanda Baba was not thinking that, "Oh, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and therefore Varuna is worshipping him." Nanda Baba is thinking, "My child is so wonderful, therefore Varuna is worshipping him." When he comes back, he is saying, "Tumko pata hai ki apna bachcha kaisa hai? Are Varun Devi puja karte hai?" So their conception of Krishna being the Supreme Lord is, "My son is so wonderful, and therefore Varuna Dev is worshipping him for his wonderful quality." You know, being the Supreme Lord becomes one of the qualities of Krishna. For us, the name Krishna is one of the names of the Supreme Lord. Pata hai kya, Bhagwan ka naam hai Krishna. And for Nanda Baba, "My child, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, did he eat properly? If he doesn't, then tomorrow morning he may feel hungry. Or is he eating too much because tomorrow he may have acidity? He may fall sick," like that. Nanda Baba is thinking about Krishna's health. And he says, "Just look at my child. You know, sometimes if he does not eat properly, he could fall sick. That child is so wonderful that even Varuna Dev is worshipping him." Now this can only happen when the majesticity, no, not the proper word, when the majestic quality of Krishna is so covered by pure love for Krishna, that whatever comes in front, even if it is an opportunity, can we go back home, back to Godhead? They may ask it, but that is not their focus. You know, sometimes when someone is very busy, you know, let's say Gauranga Prabhu and Radhesham Prabhu are talking with each other about some matters, and one of you comes along and Radhesham Prabhu says, "So it is done? All right." And then they continue discussion. Do you think that one statement with us was really the most important discussion between the two? You know, Gauranga Prabhu turns to Radhesham Prabhu, "Achha, that was really very important, huh?" And Radhesham Prabhu says, "I can't tell you how important it is." They too are discussing some very important matter. One of you comes along and then Radhesham Prabhu sees you, remembers something just by seeing you and says, did you do that? And you say, "Yes, Prabhu." And then he goes back to his discussion. That is how the Brajvasis, they turn to Krishna and they said, "Oh, you are the Supreme Lord? Will we attain the transcendental abode? Krishna, are you hungry?" "Yashoda Maiya, what have you brought for Krishna?" Like that. In one of his lectures, Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj says, the Brajbasis are aware of Krishna's opulence but not bewildered by it. Varuna was aware of Krishna's opulence and become bewildered. How? Therefore, let him come. When is he going to come? Kitna time hai bhai? Are bhai, phone karo, raaste mein dikhenge to. So it becomes anxious, anxiety. But the Brajvasis are not anxious. They are not, "Oh, he is a Supreme Lord. What have we done?" Like Arjuna, when he sees Krishna, he says, "Oh Krishna, I called you my friend. I called you sometimes Yadava, Sakheti. Oh, I made such a mistake." Brajvasis is not thinking like that. Now Yashodama is not thinking, "Did I really feed Krishna? What did I do? Oh my God, I fed Krishna from my own milk." No. So Krishna's opulence does not bewilder them. It does not change their mood. It's a little late, but one simple fact. Nanda Baba was transferred from the banks of the Yamuna, in the water of the Yamuna, to Varuna Loka. How did he survive? Can just use, you know, the intelligence that is always troubling us with material, you know, reasoning. Use that. अरे जिंदा कैसे रहे बाबा, किधर से पकड़ा, किधर लेकर गया नंद बाबा? इज नॉट होल्डिंग हिज नोज. नंद बाबा इज नॉट वन ऑफ वरुणा सर्वेंट, वरुणा, बिकॉज वरुण देव हैज गिवन हिज सर्वेंट ऑक्सीजन टैंक एंड एवरीथिंग, यू कैन सर्वाइव अंडर वाटर. ही हैज अ ड्रेस. बाबा डज नॉट हैव दैट ड्रेस. How did he survive? The reason is because Baba does not have a material body, he has a spiritual body. It's so simple. Prahladanand Maharaj was making this point. These Brajbasis are really very interesting. The more we study them, the more interesting they are. Now, what is more surprising is when Nanda Baba is brought and Nanda Baba is, you know, giving the throne, Nanda Baba sits and is wondering, "How come I am sitting here?" Varuna is not wondering, "How is he surviving without oxygen tank?" Because Varuna Devi is also aware. Varuna's servant is also aware. The reason is because Dwapara Yuga is an age where people know scriptures at least to some extent. Kali Yuga mein hamara itna na band baj gaya. This age of Kali, my God. There's no faith, no belief. We don't believe ourselves, we don't believe our teachers, we don't believe the government, we don't believe our currency, we don't believe our country, we don't believe Sachi. And the process of yoga, the process of jnana, all the processes that Krishna mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita prior to asking Arjuna simply to surrender is based primarily on beliefs of this kind, which we so very much lack in Kali Yuga. Therefore, our only hope is chanting Hare Krishna.
There's nothing else that will work. अगर लगता भी है ना, if you know foolishly sometimes think, अपन कर लेगा क्या? Now, I am different. I can do this better. I have that karma, that piety. My astrological chart says like that. My counselor says like that. Where there is this basic problem of having belief in things that are so easily believable by people of the past, nothing else will work except chanting Hare Krishna. क्यों? Why? क्या पता तुक्का लग गया तो लग गया ना. Now तुक्का cannot lagify on yoga, right? On jnana. We cannot put tukka on that, but we can put tukka on chanting Hare Krishna. कर लेते हैं, देखते हैं क्या होता है. So it is simple, but sublime. Just because हम कर लेते हैं और कर पा रहे हैं, doesn't mean कि ये सबसे घटिया process है. जो किसी युग में कोई और नहीं करता था, वो हम कर रहे हैं. It's not that. The chanting of the holy names is not that was rejected by people in the other ages, and because we are not qualified to do anything else, hence we are doing. We are qualified only to, it is the munificence of the holy names that it accepts all our disqualifications and still sustains us in our spiritual pursuits. That is how glorious the holy names are. And the process of chanting is. Now many of us will be having this challenge, especially when we read this. After chanting Hare Krishna, hamare saath bhi hoga kaisa? Can we also experience Varuna Loka? Ek bar, you know, if I can read someone's mind. Now if I chant Hare Krishna properly, if I just look at someone and says, Prabhu, you should become my disciple, and the person becomes my disciple. Aisa ho sakta hai kya? We are intrigued. We are very much interested in having all such benefits. Now let's look at Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba is simply a cowherd man. Taking care of Krishna, taking care of Krishna's cows, taking care of Krishna's home, Krishna's abode. But look at his mystical power. He survives the journey to Varuna Loka in the self same body. The reason is devotees are naturally endowed with mystical powers, whether they know it or not, whether they display it or not. Now, previously, such display of power, even ordinarily, was accepted as ordinary. Varuna Dev accepted, Nanda Baba can do this. Varuna's servant accepted, yes, Nanda Baba can do this. Today, we are amazed. Is it possible? Can I also do that? In one of his lectures, Prahladana Swami Maharaj is saying, devotees have mystical powers, whether they realize it or not. They may not be aware of it. You know, once at a particular temple, there was this huge pillar and the altar was being set up and the deities were there and the altar started falling off, and two or three people actually carried the pillars and the canopy there. And when Prabhupada saw it, Prabhupada just rushed in and single-handedly was holding up the canopy. You know, like Atlas. And someone, you know, adjusted the pillars and it was saved, and Prabhupada just nonchalantly, as if nothing had happened, he removed his hand, went back to his chanting. This happened in Europe. Prabhupada ne kaha, photo khicho. Prabhupada did not reveal it in the next lecture. And do you know how I showed my mystical power? That incident is so ordinarily accepted by devotees that we do not even realize that there could be mystical potency behind it. Because Prabhupada did not impress us by his mystical potencies. And Prahladan Maharaj says, devotees are not interested in showing such opulences, not interested in wondering whether such opulences, such mystical potencies or opulences can be revealed by them. They are not interested in it because they don't want to impress people for all the wrong reasons. Today, someone shows something and we are like, Prabhu, devotee nahi hai, phir bhi uske paas aisa kaise karta hai wo? It impresses us for all the wrong reasons. Prahlada Maharaj says, from the material point of view, something happens, mystical potency is revealed, or it is not. It doesn't matter. In fact, sometimes it is not advantageous to see exhibitions of such, because it simply increases our ego. It diverts our attention from the real goal of life. We do not want any breaks in a practice of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada wrote a nice book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. That should not attract us, the title. Easy journey to other planets. Achha? Can I go also to other planets? That title should not attract us. Because that break could be a long break from practice of Krishna consciousness and actually achieving the goal of life. Markandeya Rishi, he got the darshan of Krishna and he said, Krishna, can I know what your power is? Are Baba kya? I want to know what is the power of your Maya. He says, all right. For one whole night of Brahma, he was so troubled by Maya that when finally Krishna appeared, he says, phir kabhi nahi. So he had the opportunity to see Krishna and then easy journey to other planets. He took one exit before reaching his destination. You know, he was on the Bombay Pune expressway and he took the exit for Panvel. Didn't reach Pune. Phir Panvel pura bheed mein ghumne ke baad kitna takleef hua Pune pahunchne mein bhi, babare. Who told you to take the exit? So however attractive they may be, however interesting it may seem that devotees are very powerful, the real goal is not that. It is simply to be Krishna conscious. And to be Krishna conscious, all one needs is to be attracted to the Brajavasis and their nature and qualities. Because the attractive quality of the Brajavasis simply reveals their love for Krishna. Why does it reveal their love for Krishna? Because Krishna is such a lovable object. He's a lovable personality. The only personality in whom all our aspirations for love is reposited, is there, it is existing. So the Brajabasis today are asking this question and Krishna is going to try and satisfy them in the future lessons, in the future verses. So we'll stop here. Any questions? So once again, wish you all the best. We are very happy to have you here at a temple, all of you young boys. And we sincerely pray that your reasons and your pursuits for being here may be fulfilled by Shri Radha Gopinath. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.